Animal Control Officer Matt O'Brien of the City of St. Cloud would like to remind dog owners to treat their dogs with extra care on extremely cold days. By state law, from November 1st to March 31st, dogs must be kept indoors or be provided with a dog house with the following minimum requirements.
Upon investigation of improper dog shelter complaint, we check for moisture-proof and windproof dog houses. The dog houses have to be sized to retain body heat of the animal, have a moisture-proof floor, elevated 2 inches off the ground, have a windbreak at the entrance to prevent wind from blowing out any body heat, and have sufficient bedding in there to protect against dampness and promote body heat retention.
Officer O'Brien says what will happen to violators.
Obviously, start by knocking on the door. If we can't make contact that way, then we look in our dog license system, which is a very important resource for us. If they're not home, we have the ability to look up in our dog license system, contact the dog owner that way, give them a chance to bring the dog inside or fix the shelter. If we can't contact them, say they don't have a dog license, that's when the dog ends up coming with us, if we can't get a hold of the owner.
He says why licensing dogs is so important in St. Cloud.
If the animal gets out or odd situations, we've had break-ins where somebody would break into the house, the dog would escape. We have no idea where the dog comes from because they are not licensed and they don't have a tag on them, so they have to bring them to the shelter, and that the owner is still liable for those charges. And if they do have a license on them, we can bring the dog back home. And it's also important for us for knowing the rabies vaccinations. We've had rabies in town over the past couple of years, and maintaining those vaccinations in city records is very important.
Mohammed Najafian reporting for KVSC.